Lee, I wish part of what you said to the children were always true. But not all parents love their children. You just have to pick up a newspaper and read the headlines as we did locally. We have a God that celebrates children. And yet, we live in a world where people throw a child away with the trash. We live in a world where parents physically or sexually or emotionally abuse their children. And though most of us who have grown up in the church know of loving parents, there are some, and I would not be surprised if there are some here today, who have known one of those kinds of abuse. The sermon title today says, Creating a Christ Child. And I'm not really talking about the birth of Jesus. I'm talking about the wonderful privilege that God gives us to participate in creation, and we can create Christ children. It's wonderful that on this particular day, we had an infant baptism, because that's an important step in creating a Christ child, in raising a Christ child. That's what we're commissioned to do as God's people. That's what you vowed to do, raise a Christ child. That our children are not just our own. Here we have the story of Samuel where his mother gives him to the Lord. And you know, I can just picture her taking that little ephod, that little robe. I mean, you know, we've been in the buying baby clothes at our house, just like you have. And that is really a wonderful thing as grandparents, isn't it? And my wife was actually even able to find an infant camo shirt and shorts for our granddaughter. And all of the cute little clothing. Last week, our acolyte robes came in, and after the first of the year, we're going to get that program started. And I had the joy of calling Christopher into my office and putting the smallest robe we have on our youngest acolyte. And I thought, that is so cute. And then when you just shrink them down, you know, and think of little bitty robes. And that's what Samuel's mom did. Faithfully, every year, she brought him a new robe as her son grew, offering her child to God. And God blessed her and her husband because of that. We are called into the business of making Christ children, and I'm here to tell you, I don't think we do such a good job. I look back and wish I knew then some of the things I know there. I suspect every parent here has had that thought quite a few times. But if we take this seriously, creating a Christ child, raising a Christ child, we have in Scripture everything we need. When Cindy called and asked about the baptism and what date, you know, I'd already been reading ahead and planning ahead. And I said, oh, that's great. The Scripture is from Luke 2. I'm a little nostalgic about that Scripture because that was my first kind of full-length sermon that I preached as a teenager when I decided to go in the ministry. At my home church at Glendale Heights, United Methodist Church in Durham, North Carolina. I preached on this very passage. And we have here, and in the Samuel passage, the overall guidelines for raising a Christ child. Jesus went home, and we are told that he increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. That he increased not just intellectually, but with the wisdom to use what the mind could comprehend. See, wisdom is so much more important than intelligence. We work so hard for our kids to have good grades. And you know, I've known people who were brilliant with ideas and couldn't beat their way out of a wet paper bag. They didn't know how to use those brilliant ideas. They knew how to spew them back on a test. They knew how to regurgitate them on an exam. And that's kind of a crude word, but I tell you what, if it really doesn't pass through your mind so you know how to apply it to life, it's not all that useful to them, to the teacher, to the school, to society, or to the world. We must teach our children to be wise as well as intelligent. We must help our children grow in a healthy manner in stature. And that's not just physically, but to stand tall because of who they are in Christ Jesus. That they don't have to live with abuse. They don't have to live being put down by people. That they can stand tall in life because they're special. Not because they're our children, but because they're God's children. Every child should be raised as a Christ child. See, God chose to come into the world as a helpless baby who's dependent in every way on mom and dad. And although we get nostalgic about that at Christmas time and how beautiful the image is, and having a baby in our midst certainly helps that. Having a baby in my own life helps that a lot. This was a very special Christmas for me, holding that little child that God has blessed us with. But we must remember, just as we remember the newspaper, a price was paid for God choosing to come into the world as a baby. Because the world was so intimidated by God's gift that Herod had all of the children 2 years and older slaughtered in the area of Bethlehem. Today is what the church recognizes as the slaughter of the innocents. A price was paid for the fact that God chose to send His Son into the world as a baby. And Joseph, being warned by a dream to flee in the night, not to go, but to flee, move fast, and go to Egypt, out of the reach of Herod. I believe he had to travel 12 days to be out of Herod's territory. And what would sustain him for this trip? Well, the wise men had brought gold and frankincense and myrrh that financially supported their flight and time in Egypt. God provided for the raising of a Christ child. And God will provide for you and I to raise Christ children in our homes and in our church, that they may grow in wisdom and in stature, but also in favor with God, in a spiritual relationship with their God. Every child born of Christian parents ought to be told thousands of times in their lives, "Child, you can't understand my words right now. Little baby sleeping over there on the front pew, you don't even hear me. But you were spoken forth by God before the foundations of the world to be born at this time in history. That's how special you are. While you were being formed in your mother's womb, Our God knew you intimately. God blessed you, little one. Duran, God blessed you with gifts we don't even know about. And as you wake from your sleep and go through life, your mom and dad and your family is supposed to remind you hundreds of times how incredibly special you are, so you can develop those gifts, and that combination is owned by no one else on earth. No person who's ever lived in the past or will ever live in the future has your gifts, Duran. You're special. Every person in here was called to be a Christ child. Just as special as Jesus was being born into his time and his age to impact his world. Duran, there are going to be times when you're lonely, you're frightened. Mom and dad and grandma and your family here might not be around. But God says, don't worry. Everything I've gifted you to be and called you to be, I'll see that you do it. And he says that about every one of us sitting here today. I didn't know to tell my children that while Jane was still carrying them. I didn't know to whisper all of those words to my children as they grew up, so they heard them so many times that they never doubted their specialness. They never doubted how wonderful, how loved, how special they were in all of creation. That they are Christ's children. And there are children in this world who need to hear those words again and again and again. Maybe the children who broke into our church never heard those words about how special they were, how special they can be. That they will never receive the nurture to be a Christ child, possibly. Because we spend a lot of time sitting here instead of being out there sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. You see, when we accept our vows, when we reaffirm our baptism, we say we're in the business of making Christ's children, in our homes, in our churches, but out there where children are running without love and guidance and supervision and desperately crying out to be special. And sadly, they don't know that they already are. Sadly, one more of God's blessed ones will never become what God intended them to be. Let us not lose the Christ children around us, for the world will lose something precious forever if we do. May we pray. At 12 years old, Lord, your son knew what he was about, and yet he went home, was obedient to his parents, and grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with you, and also mankind. How can we possibly live as brothers and sisters in this world if we don't have a relationship with you as our Heavenly Father. To be there to strengthen all of the mothers and fathers and family members of the church into raising one Christ child after another to give to the world. May we be faithful in your church. That's what our baptismal vows are all about. Bless us that we might be a blessing to others, in Jesus' name. Amen.